Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. The Pentagon says U.S. troops have started construction of a maritime pier off the coast of Gaza intended to improve the delivery of humanitarian aid. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports aid groups are voicing concern about their safety while operating in Gaza.
Pentagon Press Secretary Major General Patrick S. Ryder told reporters the pier construction is underway. President Joe Biden has reportedly instructed American forces not to set foot in the Gaza Strip. The Israeli military issued a statement saying it would provide security and logistics support for the aid effort, including naval and Air Force protection for U.S. troops working on the pier. Officials with the U.S. Agency for International Development and other aid groups have voiced concerns about working in Gaza, especially since the deaths of seven World Central Kitchen employees in an Israeli airstrike earlier this month. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with Chinese leader Xi Jinping in Beijing today, raising concerns over many issues, including China's support for the Russian military in its war with Ukraine.
Beijing cannot achieve better relations with Europe while supporting the greatest threat to European security since the end of the Cold War. As we told China for some time, ensuring transatlantic security is a core U.S. interest. In our discussions today, I made clear that if China does not address this problem, we will.
Blinken is wrapping up a three-day trip to China. Not much is expected in progress on core issues because both sides remain at a standstill on key issues, including trade and territorial conflicts in the South China Sea over Taiwan. Protests continue around the country on university campuses as students protest the war in Gaza. Some resulted in arrests while others were peaceful. At the University of Southern California, the protests and arrests there led the school to cancel its main graduation ceremony next month. Conservative justices on the Supreme Court signaled their support for the notion that Donald Trump is immune from prosecution for official acts committed as president. NPR's Nina Totenberg has more.
Five of the court's six conservative justices seem prepared at minimum to send the Trump election obstruction case back to the trial judge with instructions to determine which of the charges against him involve private acts for which he can be prosecuted. That would ensure that no trial would take place before the November election, and were Trump elected, he could order the Justice Department to dismiss the charges. The only conservative justice to express skepticism about the breadth of Trump's claim to immunity from prosecution was the last of his own appointees to the court, Justice Amy Coney Barrett. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
In world financial markets, Asia markets were higher by the close. The Nikkei in Japan up 0.1%. The Hang Seng up 2.1%. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR and the following message come from Sattva. Sattva luxury mattresses are every bit as elegant as the most expensive brands, but because they're sold online, they're about half the price. Visit SAATVA.com/NPR and save an additional $200.